Here is a document that's a little bit busy, so if you're looking at it on a small screen, you can't see anything, but we're going to go by the color, and I've cut off most of the document. So you're going to want to take a look at it on a large screen or print it out, but it's a pretty decent document from Fidelity. You know, the Green Arrow folks, they used to be the world's largest mutual fund company, but now Vanguard has overtaken them. And what they're doing here is they're showing you who was the leader and then who was the bottom of the heap for how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different sectors of investments. Now, I'll move it down. What's going to happen is you can't see it anyway. It doesn't matter. But I basically disagree with what they've done. What they're doing is they're showing you all the different sectors. Bond sectors, developed markets, developing markets, small cap growth, small cap value, large cap growth, large cap value, the S&P 500, which is large cap, and then mid cap. And then they are creating a diversified portfolio, and that's the one we want to key on. That's the white one here. But the problem is they gave equal allocation to each index, which is not really smart, folks. I mean, you don't want to give equal allocation to small cap and large cap. Maybe some people do, but in my humble opinion, it's not smart. You want to emphasize the large cap because a lot of the small cap tend to disappear over time, and we saw back in chapter one that the well-known belief that small caps do better than large cap is true, except for all the ones that disappear. So, but still, what I like about this document, and I hope you'll grab, is that the white boxes, which are the diversified portfolios, equal allocation to all these different sectors, is always somewhere in the middle. Now, sometimes it's a little towards the bottom, sometimes it's towards the top, but never is it going to be at the top. No, never is it going to be at the bottom. So I hope this is just another argument for you to understand why it's important to diversify. Not necessarily agreeing with all the different methods of diversification, but I just thought this might be a nice document for you to take a look at and realize that, yes, when we diversify, we're not going to be the king of the hill in any one year, but we're also not going to be at the bottom of the heap in any one year. And for many individuals who are not willing to stomach the volatility of stocks, but still want to participate in the growth of the global economy, diversification is the key. A balanced portfolio is very useful for many people. Now, for those of you who are now experts, especially when you're younger, you're the gurus, you understand that stock investing is inherently volatile, and you're willing to live through those inevitable periods when the market is in the doldrums, and you know that those are actually the best times to add more to your investments. But for the vast majority of people who will panic at the first sign of the world ending, they shouldn't be, in my humble opinion, all invested in high growth, high volatile stocks. So you are now, dear students, the investment gurus. You give wise advice to your friends and family and explain to them the benefits of diversification. See ya.